So we'll have that action for you on Country 101.7 and KVW.com with pregame starting at 5:40, girls at 6, boys at 7:30. So, yeah, hoops aplenty here coming up here this evening.
Mixing and matching. It is 6:49, 36 degrees on our way to 56, and we'd like to welcome into the fold this morning Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia. Leland, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great.
Glad
the weather is lovely.
It is. So we're eliminating that sunlight deprivation that sank in here for a couple of weeks. So good to see you. We're going to have a nice stretch of some really nice get outside and get active weather. And Leland is in this morning to touch on, an event that's going to be coming up later on next month, which in the grand scheme of things is not that far away. And this is something that residents here in the area can all be a part of and learn about. Lean on what we have going on here.
Well, that's just it, Ron. 2024 is underway, and I mean, goodness, January is almost over, and before we know it, we will be into our spring event season. And as the community is aware, things really kick off with disc golf tournaments and bike races and all kinds of things going on that bring visitors into town. And many of those events bring in more folks than we have lodging capacity for them. And so there is an opportunity for community members. Many folks have already figured this out over the years. If you're interested, you can earn yourself a little bit of extra income by renting out a room or your entire home. And we want to be able to share some information on how to go about doing that. Back in September, the City Commission made some changes to zoning that now create a pathway for registering your home with the city as an Airbnb so you won't run afoul of any zoning regulations. But this is an opportunity to come visit with myself to learn about the need and some of the benefits of listing your home as a short-term rental. Justin Givens from the City of Emporia will be there as well to talk about the application process and how that works. And all of this will be taking place Thursday, February 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Trussler Business Center. They're the home of Chamber of Commerce and Visit Emporium.
All right, so February 22nd, 7 p.m. Yeah, a lot of people right now and have been doing this for years, Leland, and I will say have been doing quite well financially with this, with some of these events that do come in, yeah.
You know, it's always good to put a few extra dollars in our own pockets. In many cases, for some of these bigger events where the demand is so high, you can actually get a vacation paid for you and your family.
Yeah.
There are some things to know, and we want to share some of that information to how to go about doing this. But you could really vacate your home for 4 days or more, and the cost that you could charge could compensate you to go somewhere nice for a few days. So there's that benefit to you directly, or you can partner up with a friend or parents or grandparents in town. If you've got somewhere else, you can just relocate for a few days. You can put that in your pocket and have your mortgage paid for a month or two. But it's not just the benefit to yourself directly. There's an impact to the community by working to keep those people in Emporia. For some of the larger events, namely Unbound Gravel comes to mind, many people are forced to stay in communities outside of Lyon County, such as Topeka, Ottawa, El Dorado, simply because there's not the lodging capacity. Well, they might come into town for some of the activities, but they've got to go back to those other communities for their lodging, and that means they're going to be eating in those other communities, spending dollars in those other communities, and we want those dollars here spent locally with our own businesses and the sales tax collected here, and all of that goes to benefit our community.
Yeah, and with disc golf tournaments as well, but Unbound especially, and now that the lottery is now down and over with, participants have started to lock in the dates that they're going to be arriving. So I would assume, Leland, now's the time to get your home availability out there.
It is the time, and that's why we wanted to make sure to get this informational talk out as early as we could here in the year to give folks some time to digest that information. It is a lot to take in. You are sharing your home with potential strangers, so there's some things to know about the process and some best practices, but it really is a good opportunity, and just by and large, those that have been renting their homes as short-term rentals, even not on a permanent status, but just a handful of weekends out of the year, have really wonderful experiences from it. In often cases, they get the same individuals returning year after year because they develop friendships with these individuals that stay in their home.
Yeah, I know a number of people that have done this, and you're right. I have not heard a negative story or anything bad about the disc golfers or the riders that come into town. They're all very nice, and you bet relationships are formed there, too. So, again, give us a date and time of this, Leland.
So Thursday, February 22nd at 7 p.m., we wanted to give people time to get home, have some dinner, and then come down and join us for some light snacks and some information. Again, myself, I mentioned Justin Givens, and also Christy Moan, one of the longtime promoters of Unbound Gravel and real estate agent here in town with Coldwell Banker. We'll all be imparting our wisdom and our experiences. And so this is free to attend, of course. No RSVP required, but we do have this information on our website at visitemporia.com. You can find that on the calendar of events on February 22nd, or at the Visit Emporia Facebook page. There's an event created that folks can connect with us and ask questions and indicate whether they plan to attend or not.
All right. Appreciate it, Leland. Thanks.
Thanks, Leland.
Have a great day.
You too. Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia. Learn how to share your home with visitors. Good event coming up Thursday, February 22nd. 6:56, 36 degrees. Good morning. There's the lunch bell into William Allen White School. We go for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
My name is Amina Barber from William Allen White. For Tuesday, January 30th, we will be having pizza or meatball sub with a side of green beans, baby carrots, and cuties. For breakfast, we'll be having frosted long john with juice, fruit, and milk.
Nicely done. Cuties in there today. Our school lunch menu brought to you by our good friends at Citizens State Bank, offering 10 locations to serve their great customers in and around the Emporia area. Citizens State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Authorities in Kentucky are looking for Abraham Lincoln's top hat. No, not his actual top hat. The bronze one that was a part of his 12-foot statue located in his home.